I do.
Gio laughed ruefully, her arms wrapped fully around Al's waist.
You're gonna kill me, you know that?
Not before I get to enjoy you.
Al tucked a strand of hair behind Gia's ear.
But you have my word. No more of that. For tonight.
She climbed off Gia's lap and lay back on the bed.
I don't know about you, but I'm exhausted. We could just relax.
Gia sighed, not entirely trusting that invitation, but feeling the weight of the day herself. She joined Al and laid her head down on the pillow as her adrenaline slowly subsided and her heart rate returned to normal.
"Have you been with a lot of women?"
Al asked, staring at the ceiling.
"You don't have to answer that question if you'd rather not."
Gia opened her mouth and closed it again.
"I don't know. I haven't exactly kept a list."
"So, a lot?"
She glanced over at Gia.
"Definitely no judgment."
Gia turned to face Al, her cheek on the pillow.
"Not as many as you think, trust me. An occasional tour hookup, and that's only once in a great while."
"That's fair. And girlfriends?"
Gia laughed.
"Even worse. There have been exactly two. One broke my heart when I was 23, but it was for the best. She was a surf instructor and older than me. I guess you could say that we were at different places in life. The other was a blip. Since then, I've concentrated on my job."
Al nodded and snuggled into the crook of Gia's arm, fitting there perfectly, like the spot was made for her. Gia felt herself let go and sink into the mattress, releasing the stress of the day. How could the same person who had excited her so thoroughly in one moment help her relax in the next? It was the last thing she remembered before opening her eyes the next morning, and staring at the most beautiful girl in the world, still curled into her side and radiating warmth. Elle's fist was tucked under her chin, and her blonde hair pulled at her shoulders. She looked like an angel when she slept. That serenity was shattered when she caught sight of the clock. She sat up, still gathering her wits, but knowing this was bad. Really bad.
"Al, wake up! We overslept!"
Chapter 12.
Time seemed to move at warp speed as Elle raced from Gia's room in a blind fury. She made a mental list of all she had to accomplish in the next 30 minutes, noting it would be nearly impossible to prep for her heat the way she normally would. Somehow she had to calm the hell down and regain control, her focus. It wasn't working. How had this happened? She was never late, and she certainly didn't oversleep. It was close to 9 a.m. when the first heat of round two was scheduled to start. While she wasn't scheduled to compete, Gia was. She'd be in worse shape than Al in terms of time, lucky to even make it there before disqualification. But she couldn't focus on Gia right now. She had her own problems.
"Everything okay, Al?"
one of the other surfers asked as she barreled to the elevator.
"Yep,"
she said, hitting the button four times and opting for the stairs when the car didn't immediately arrive.
"Gia okay?" the woman called. "That's her room, right?"
"She's fine,"
Elle answered over her shoulder. Last Elle saw of her, she was climbing all over the room, looking for her suit and jersey. She distantly hoped Gia would get something quick to eat before opening heat, knowing it was a luxury at this point and unlikely. She checked in for the heat and scurried over to Bruce, who stared at her like she'd lost her damn mind, which, apparently, she had. He had her board waiting and waxed, which she owed him for, big time. This was honestly all her fault. She let herself get lost in the new and exciting world of Gia and forgot the rest entirely. She couldn't let that happen again.
"I'm sorry," she told him. "I don't know how this happened."
"Doesn't matter," Bruce said, hitting her with a hard stare. "Think about what's ahead of you. Get your mind on the heat. Nothing else."
Elle nodded and worked on doing just that. Her eyes caught the tournament standings on display near check-in. Her heart leapt into her throat.
"That's right," Bruce said, following her stare. "You lucked out. Malone went down in the first heat. She's out."
Elle didn't know what to say. She stammered and changed the direction of her sentence, finally settling on, "Did she surf?" He looked at her strangely.
Of course she surfed. Turned in two sorry scores, and now she's out of your way. Celebrate later, though. You're up.
Elle nodded, scanning the beach for any sign of Gia, all the while battling her warring emotions. Her top competitor, the one with the power to take what was hers, was out of the tournament and now had zero chance of taking home the points needed to close the gap between them on the tour's leaderboard. At least for now. On the other hand, Gia was out. Gia! She hurt for her and wanted to have a moment to say she was sorry. Without that opportunity, she carried her board to the shoreline for her own heat, in which she'd have to take down the number 4 surfer, Alia Foss, to advance in the tournament. The morning conditions were ideal, and there seemed to be some killer pipe out there. Now all she had to do was make it hers. She set to paddling. Heat 2 was just her and Foss head-to-head. The best 2 waves would take it. One would move forward, one would not. Foss drew first priority and headed out to catch the first wave, but it fizzled before she could capitalize on anything worthwhile. Elle waited, watching, not in any hurry. She licked her lips, tasting the salt that reminded her of where she was and what she was here to do. There it was, a big sucker, rising like a beast. She set out for it, paddling like a maniac, monitoring the way the wave shifted as she rose to her feet, catching the ride, taking the first curve with acute agility. She drew to the bottom of the wave, which slowed her speed and took a 2-phase turn just to get the board moving again. Damn it. She bit her bottom lip and rode loose, trying to take back her power. But every wave had a different personality and broke in different directions for reasons Elle would never fully understand. This wave had a mind of its own and shifted on her, the force of the surge knocking her breathless and off the board. Total wipeout. She caught a mouthful of water and struggled her way to the surface against the forceful current. No go. Foss turned in a clean ride that would yield her a conservative 5.7. Elle knew she could top it and refused to let her first effort mess with her head. Not today. She set out again, on her feet early, taking a big whip off the top of the wave, power hook off the open face, sending a ton of spray. This was it. This was what she needed. She slithered her way to the inside wall, closed it out off the top for a finishing move, and rode her way out. That's how you did it. She was scored at 7.8. Foss offered her a nod, and the game was on. They went back and forth, trading waves. With each outing, Elle bettered her score, taking the heat easily in the end with a combined score of 16.9. The crowd, as always, was supportive, and she waved to them in gratitude. She consulted with Bruce, who agreed with her more aggressive approach as the heat progressed, snagged information about her next round, and headed back to the Reebok-sponsored locker room for recovery. A sauna didn't sound so bad about now. She threw a glance to the competitor's box and paused right there in her tracks. Gia smiled back at her. The smile was conservative, yes, but that wasn't the point. Gia had stayed behind and watched her heat, despite what must have been an unexpected and devastating defeat in only round 2 of the tournament. Elle shook her head slightly and felt the smile grow on her face. Gia was there for her. She'd shoved aside her own disappointment and had showed up. Elle crossed the small expanse of beach between them, leaned across the rope to Gia, took her face in her hands, and kissed her square on the lips. Gia didn't balk or so much as pull away as long-lensed cameras turned from the water to the competitor's box in a clicking flurry. "It sucks. I'm sorry,"
Elle whispered to Gia, who nodded in response.
"Find me later?"
"I will," Gia said, and gave her hand a squeeze. Jordan Toscana, with a camera of her own a few feet away, turned to Gia. "You have so much explaining to do."
Chapter 13.
"You have been sensationalized," Hadley proclaimed from her spot at Breakfast Club. She stared in awe at the laptop showcasing the photo of Elle kissing Gia at Swatch Pro. "You're a real-life love scandal sitting in the cat's pajamas, and I know you! I'm famous by default."
Gia sipped her coffee. It's definitely getting a lot of play. The photo's on every blog, website, and sports news outlet there is. My phone won't stop blowing up. People want to know everything.
Well, let's think about it, Isabel said, tapping the table. Two really attractive women, who've been pitted against each other for years, are making out on a beach in front of thousands. Oh, and one of them is wearing a swimsuit at the time. She shook her head as if stumped. Nope, can't imagine why anyone would be interested in that. Her friends laughed.
I was shocked she did it.
Gia shook her head, but a smile crept onto her face. She's apologized several times for the impulsive decision. But since when have I cared what the press has to say? Elle's the one with fallout. Until now, she was the all-American girl who would likely fall in love with the all-American boy and have babies photographed by People magazine.
Autumn winced. She did out herself to, well, the world in one giant gesture. That's got to be a lot to wrap her mind around.
And do we know how she's doing with that? Does she need support? Hadley asked. We can go to her place and be her friends. Maybe she needs friends about now, you know? I can make brownies.
She studied the faces of her own friends for feedback.
Gia placed a hand on Hadley's shoulder.
You're a nice person, Hadley, but she won't be home from San Clemente until tonight, so you'll have to put your friendship on pause until then. She said she had a productive chat with her parents, who were surprised but supportive.
Hadley nodded. Cool, cool, I can wait. But let her know we're here if she wants to talk or have coffee or eat food. It can be terrifying coming out, and she did it on such a huge stage.
I can't even imagine, Autumn said. I told one person at a time over the course of nearly 2 years, building my courage.
Gia smiled proudly as she thought on Elle's big gesture.
She's pretty tough. I think she'll be okay.
And you? Isabel asked.
I know you are bummed about your finish.
Gia nodded, still not over how poorly she'd performed at the Swatch Pro. She didn't understand quite what went wrong. She'd overslept, yeah, and had to race to her heat like a bat out of hell. She hoped that's all it was. Yet something pulled at her, made her wonder why she hadn't been able to engage the way she normally did.
She had been distracted and not feeling like herself.
Just a fluke, I'm betting. Luckily, number 3 on the leaderboard went down early as well. Not as early as me, but still helpful.
And Elle? Autumn asked.
Held on until semis. She'll earn some decent points off that showing. Hold on to number 1 easily.
Hadley leaned in and whispered. We still want you to take her down, right? Even though you're surfing's hottest new couple?
Definitely. Gia whispered back.
Isabel tapped a finger on her lips.
How's that going to work, exactly? You two are dating and also engaged in a pretty heavy competition. Can both of those things exist?
Gia squinted.
Haven't figured that part out yet.
Sounds promising, Isabel said. Nothing can go wrong there. Stop that, Hadley told Isabel. A minor detail. They'll figure it out. Love finds a way.
Do not break into song. Isabel deadpanned.
No promises, Hadley said, and reached for another croissant. She held it in the air. I'm using these to cheer myself up. Work is not the picnic it once was.
What's up? Isabel asked.
Trudy's still not happy with the direction our current roster of designers is taking. We pulled in some new ones to shake up the store's image a bit. We're shooting for contemporary with an edge, but not too edgy. It's a fine line, and apparently I'm not delivering. Gotta drum up some new talent. Know anyone?
Gia shrugged. Fresh out of edgy but not too edgy designers.
Forget that woman. You're awesome at your job, Isabel said. Every time I go in there, it's like I'm lost in a sea of amazing clothes I'm not good enough for.
Hardly, Hadley said.
Autumn pointed at the plate in the center of the table.
And please, eat all of those croissants, or I'm going to blow up like a pregnant Macy's Thanksgiving Day balloon. Eating for 3 is feeling more like feeding an army.
She placed a hand on her growing stomach.
Gia smiled. Enjoy it. You should be pampering yourself. Eat all the baked goods.
Autumn stared at her and helped herself to one more.
You're a dangerous person.
Let's hope I'm as effective on a surfboard. She stood. Off to train before I fall off the leaderboard entirely. She pointed at Hadley. Keep your chin up. She pointed at Isabel. Write the hell out of that ex-CIA woman. She pointed at Autumn. Keep making human beings. Three salutes came her way.
She spent the rest of the day taking her body to task. A run on the beach, an intense ab workout, weight training, and a marathon surf session in which she put herself through the ringer, working through every skill she knew. She wasn't willing to let this opportunity slip through her fingers. Once the tournament concluded and the points were in, she'd held on to her number two ranking, but barely. She needed to buckle down and focus on not just defending her own position, but moving up the board, which meant knocking Elle down. Refusing to let her personal life factor in would be key. When they were on tour, Elle had to remain just another competitor in her eyes. Away from the water was different. She could just be Elle. Gia smiled at that version, picturing Elle, missing her. They hadn't laid eyes on each other since Gia departed the tournament the morning after she'd lost. They'd texted, chatted on the phone into the night even. But it was the live and in-person Elle that Gia craved. She attached her board to the top of her car, gave herself a quick dust-off, and hopped inside. As she started her engine, she glanced at her phone. I'm outside your apartment, and you're MIA. She froze. The text was from Elle, but she wasn't supposed to be back until that night. Energized once she realized the text came in only minutes before, she put the car in drive and quickly drove the short two blocks to Seven Shores. If she was fast enough, maybe she could... You're here, Elle said, beaming at her from one of the outdoor couches. Gia didn't hesitate. She pulled Elle into an embrace and held on, burying her nose in Elle's hair, taking her in. Why are you early? She murmured, still not letting go. Elle laughed. I canceled the last round of interviews. They only wanted to talk about one thing. Can you guess which? Gia released her and searched her eyes.
Did you tell them to go to hell?
She asked, feeling extra protective. Not exactly my style. I told them when I was ready to talk about it, they would hear from me. She squinted. I tend to think the kiss stands on its own, though.
I guess that's true. How are you doing with it all? The attention?
She didn't allow herself to examine what it might mean for her if Elle wasn't doing okay. Underneath it all, she still hadn't entirely convinced herself that Elle knew what she was getting into or felt confident in this new life decision. Maybe she'd change her mind and, after trying it on, would realize this wasn't who she was after all. One of the reasons Gia had suggested moving slow. Self-preservation was important. Gia didn't put herself out there easily, and she was starting to do just that. But Elle didn't look reluctant. In fact, she was luminous, glowing even. I'm better now, she said, touching Gia's cheek softly. I've just wanted to see you is all. Not saying it wasn't a roller coaster of a week.
I can imagine.
Did you just come out of the water? Elle asked, her eyes dipping to Gia's bathing suit top.
Gia nodded. Trying to keep up with you.
She glanced at the stairs to her apartment.
Coming in? I have to shower.
The idea seemed to intrigue Elle. Definitely. I need to see this place for myself at long last.
Gia sighed. Okay, not as fluffy and put together as yours. Fair warning.
Bracing myself. Gia's nerves hit as she led Elle to her second floor apartment and let them inside. Her place would definitely not live up to Elle's. She surveyed the space now, seeing it how Elle might. She quickly dashed about the living room, straightening odds and ends, grabbing the sweatshirt, damn it, she'd left on the couch and tossing it into her bedroom. Elle smiled. Green surfboard on the wall.
Gia nodded. One of my favorites from years ago. Couldn't bear to toss it when it busted.
She was acutely aware that there was no other art, other than the surfing posters on her bedroom wall, that now seemed juvenile and obnoxious. Elle didn't seem to mind. It's very you. Lots of bright colors.
Gia glanced around. That don't exactly match.
Her blue couch and red cushioned dining chairs now seemed cringeworthy. She really should have let Hadley go to town when it came to decorating.
"They match you," Elle said, meaning it as a compliment.
Gia nodded. "Can I get you a soda or something to eat?"
She remembered that her fridge was mostly empty and hoped Elle would pass on that snack. Note to self, buy groceries for guests. Always have groceries.
"I'm good. Go, take your shower. I'll wander around your bedroom and snoop."
"No, that can't yield much good, but knock yourself out. I'm boring as hell."
But she did a quick mental check anyway, realizing that there was nothing too incriminating lying around. She should be good. She left Elle on her own and, moments later, stood under the hot water in utter surrender as the heat worked her aching muscles. She closed her eyes and dropped her head back, letting the pressure of the water massage her scalp, reaching blindly for the shampoo when Elle's voice from her bedroom interrupted.
"Are you singing in there?"
She straightened, horrified.
She had been singing, hadn't she? It was her ritual, and so second nature. She hadn't even realized she was doing it. With company present, no less. Not even company. Elle.
"Oh, sorry," she called back. A chuckle. "Don't stop on my account." But of course she would. And how long had she been going before Elle said anything? Didn't matter. Her singing was atrocious, which is why she only ever sang when alone in the shower. And now her singing was out there in the world, and someone she was interested in, and whose opinion mattered to her, had heard. She sighed, finished up, and stepped out of the shower, closing her eyes at a brand new revelation. She'd left her clothes in her bedroom. That's right. When you lived alone and rarely had company, there was no reason not to walk naked from the bathroom to the bedroom and dress there. It was official. She was a bonehead. A very naked bonehead, with a newly minted lesbian, perhaps not ready for naked parades, on the other side of the door from her. Only one choice. Gia wrapped herself in a towel and casually walked to the bedroom, where she would quickly find appropriate attire and return to the bathroom to dress. That could work. With a solid plan in mind, she went for it. As Gia entered the bedroom, Elle turned, mouth open, ready to speak. When she saw Gia clad in only a towel, however, the words died on her lips and she went still.
"Oh," she said instead.
She looked away to be polite, but only briefly. When her gaze returned to Gia, it moved unabashedly across every inch of exposed skin, sending a powerful shiver right through Gia. She was being objectified, and in this case, she didn't mind at all.
"Sorry, I just need clothes."
"Don't go out of your way on my account," Elle said with a small smile, half joking, half not.
"You can't flirt with me right now."
"Yes, I can," Elle said boldly, tucking a strand of hair behind her ear.
She had always been a go-getter, and apparently that trait transferred to her personal life. Gia liked that about her. No game-playing. No reading between the lines. With Elle, what you saw was what you got. Still, Gia wasn't ready to drop the towel just yet. It wasn't how she imagined that particular moment, and she did imagine it. A lot. "Be right back," she said, dashing into the bathroom and throwing on her clothes. Elle looked thoughtful when she returned.
"That was Britney Spears, wasn't it? You were singing Britney Spears in your shower for me."
Gia held up a finger as she walked to the living room, Elle hot on her heels.
"Technically, it wasn't for you. Britney and I go back years, and I wouldn't subject anyone to my singing."
"It's unique."
"Come on, it's awful."
"I wasn't going to use that word. I prefer endearing with artistic license."
Gia winced. "You're kind."
"All my mother's work. You would like her."
"Would she like me?"
The question had more to do with Elle's recent outing to her parents, and everyone else, than it did about Gia and her mother actually meeting.
"I think she would. She's going to need time to adjust to the idea of a woman. Don't think she saw that one coming, but hey, neither did I. She's an open-minded person, though, and she loves her kids a lot."
"She sounds like good people."
She pulled a bottle of water from the fridge and tossed one to Elle.
"Are you doing okay?"
Elle nodded. Surprisingly, yes. Did I hyperventilate in my hotel room when I realized what I'd done without even realizing it? I did. That happened.
Would I take it back?
A small pause.
Uh-uh.
Gia exhaled in relief, doing her best to mask the reaction and play it casual.
I was worried about you.
She put her hand on her hip and then dropped it, not sure how to stand.
Why did she suck so hard at sentimentality?
Then come sit by me. The look in Elle's eye sent a flutter traveling through Gia's system. She really had missed her. She took a seat next to Elle and pulled Elle's legs across her lap. They couldn't seem to sit in close proximity without touching.
It seemed to be an Elle and Gia rule.
Hi, Elle said quietly.
Gia smiled. Hi.
There are no designers in L.A., Hadley announced, breezing into the apartment in her upscale work clothes. You would think I'm exaggerating. I'm not. I just...
Hey there, she said, her eyes landing on Elle. A pause as a smile blossomed.
You're here.
Hi, Elle said, standing. She certainly did know how to turn on the high-wattage smile, which seemed to make Hadley happy. Had liked friendly. She embodied it.
I'm Elle Britton. We haven't officially met. Not officially, Hadley said, beaming. But I know all about you. I'm Hadley.
I've heard of you, too, Elle said.
Wanna sit?
Definitely, Hadley said, planting herself on the chair across from them.
I hear you did well at the tournament.
Not the finals, but I'll take it. What were you saying about the designers in L.A.?
Oh, that they're ruining my life, pretty much. I need new ones. Lesser knowns to bring into the boutique I work at, and they're just not out there.
At least the caliber I need.
Hadley's looking for high-end but edgy.
Still classy, Hadley filled in. I have a friend, Elle offered, looking thoughtful. She's really quite good. I should have her look you up. She's gone viral on social media and looks to be the next big thing.
Oh my goodness, I would welcome that. I'm on Silhouette on Rodeo Drive. Tell her to ask for Hadley Cooper. I'd love to take a look.
Elle laughed at the sincerity of emotion.
Done. Her name is Spencer Adair, and I know she's got a lot on her plate. But I'll let her know you're looking.
Spencer, okay, great. Hadley pointed at Elle. I like her.
I like her too, Elle said, pointing back at Hadley.
The two of them laughed and continued chatting away on a myriad of topics.
I love your shoes. Tell me the best part about surfing. How many years have you and Gia been friends?
It went on and on. There was never a lull, a gap, where one of them had to force conversation.
Gia watched in awe. It was like two long-lost best friends sitting on her couch. They practically forgot she was in the room, and she wondered distantly if she should figure out something else to do.
So, and stop me if I'm getting all up in your business, but the kiss photo? Hadley asked.
Right, not my most thought-out moment, but sometimes you just have to follow your heart.
Elle's cheeks colored, and Gia felt warm all over, hearing that it was Elle's heart that had compelled her to kiss Gia that day.
Hadley clearly liked that answer as well.
Yes, you completely have to.
She furrowed her brow.
How are you handling it? Do you need anything? Baked goods?
You're so awesome to offer, but I'm actually hanging in there.
She glanced over at Gia and smiled. While it's scary to announce something so publicly without even thinking, this has been a really happy time in my life, and that beats all the side effects.
So no brownies then? Hadley asked.
Unless you just want to be nice.
Brownies it is! Hadley's eyes lit up with a new project. She stood, energized now.
I'll let you two get back to making out or whatever it was you were doing on that couch when I barged in.
She bowed.
As you were.
Wait, Had, you okay? Gia asked, wanting to make sure her friend didn't need her. The work thing had you bothered when you walked in.
Much better now, Hadley said, hands on her heart, and dashed out of the apartment.
Gia stared at Elle. Did you just find a new best friend?
Gia blinked back happily.
You know, I think I did. You come with a lot of perks.
Britney Spears serenades and people like Hadley.
I'm pleased and afraid.
You should be both of those. What are your plans tonight?
Let's go to dinner, Gia said.
Perfect. And then my place after? The implication was clear. Elle was inviting her to stay the night, and she wasn't sure she had the fortitude to resist any longer.
Are you sure about the after?
We could come back to yours. I'm open.
Gia shook her head, wanting to make sure this was truly what Elle wanted. You know what I mean.
Are you asking if I'm sure that I want you to take me home after dinner and have your way with me?
Elle nodded solemnly.
Very.
Gia inhaled at the potency of that word. She wanted Elle so badly, but her desire had just tripled with its utterance. Your place it is.
Elle wasn't generally a nervous person. In fact, she'd been told on multiple occasions that she had nerves of steel. She'd taken those words as a compliment and wore them like a badge of honor. Her courage had served her well in every aspect of her life, but as she got ready for dinner, she had a confession to make to the person looking back at her in the mirror. She was nervous for tonight. Deeply nervous. She'd had sex for the first time at 19 with a boy she'd gone to high school with, Grayson Trotter, who was dark-haired, blue-eyed, and the captain of the tennis team. She thought he was the most good-looking boy she'd ever seen, and when his attention turned to her that summer after their senior year, she thought she was the luckiest girl ever. They had a good time together, went to movies, the beach. She'd even taught him to surf, with mediocre results. One night, when Grayson had his parents' house to himself, she'd come over. Marathon kissing on the cramped couch had turned into sex. Very, very disappointing sex. She'd always romanticized making love, had looked forward to it, waited for the right moment to take that leap. Grayson had seemed like the one to take it with. The end result had been fast, uncomfortable, and without pleasure. Thinking it had been a symptom of it being her first time, she'd not rushed to any conclusions. But her continued sexual relationship with Grayson, and the handful of men who'd come after him, had resulted in one lackluster sexual experience after another. It hadn't been a fluke. While her experience thus far with Gia had been markedly different than with the men she had dated, and her lust meter was reading way off the charts, she still carried fear that sex would once again leave her on the outside looking in, wondering why the rest of the world found such power in an act she found relatively forgettable. On the other hand, where she and Gia were concerned, how could that be possible? The sex dream alone had been better than anything she'd experienced in real life. Still, as much as she looked forward to the night ahead, the fear shoved at her uncomfortably. Selecting a casual white dress, Elle blew out her hair, opting to leave it down with a slight curl. She found her bag just as the doorbell rang. "You got this," she said to herself, and took a deep, fortifying breath.
Gia looked gorgeous, of course, and Elle's heart clenched pleasantly as she followed her out to the car. She wore black pants, heels, and a form-fitting blue top. But it was the way her gaze moved across Elle's dress, her body, that sent sparks racing across every nerve ending Elle possessed.
"I think white might be your color," Gia said once they were in the car.
Elle kissed her, not caring if she ruined her lip gloss.
"If it always makes you look at me like this, then I may have to add to my wardrobe. Where's dinner?"
"Probably not somewhere you've heard of before. Is that okay?"
"I love new places. Take me there."
"I love how automatically adventurous you are."
Elle shrugged.
"That's one of the best parts of life, discovering new things."
"I'm beginning to agree with that statement."
Gia was right. Elle had never heard of the small, out-of-the-way restaurant she had selected for them. The Orchard Inn, just beyond the outskirts of the city, was just as it sounded. The winding road up to the house was reminiscent of a fairy tale, and the interior just as quaint. A small inn, complete with a downstairs dining room on the grounds of an apple orchard. Dark wooden floors and dark walls were accentuated with small candles on each table that gave the room an intimate, romantic feel.
Dinner was served at 7:30 in one sitting to the various guests of the inn. Apparently, Gia pulled some strings to get them included.
"I don't know the owner or anything," Gia said, referencing Elle's outgoing disposition and the fact that she knew everyone. "Just a place I really like."
"I've never seen anything like it," Elle said, feeling special. Gia had put some thought into this. "It's perfect for tonight."
The menu was set and included a hearty green salad, likely from ingredients grown fresh on the property, filet mignon, vegetables, and a side of the most decadent potatoes, the likes of which Elle had never tasted. Dessert came in the form of a slice of lemon cake with a miniature chocolate milkshake on the side, a tiny red and white straw included. While the food was amazing, expertly prepared, it wasn't the star of the show. Gia was. The way she looked at Elle across the candlelight, listened to her with those big, brown, luminous eyes, like everything Elle said held the utmost importance for her. Their conversation came easily, too. Elle had never dated anyone who shared her affinity for surfing, and with Gia, she could lose herself on the subject for hours.
"Yeah, but the waves in Australia? I mean, no comparison. Bell's Beach is insane. When I'm there, I never want to leave."
"We should go sometime," Gia said, seeming to latch on to an idea. "Outside of competition and just eat, drink, and surf."
Elle rested her chin on her palm dreamily. "Do you know how long it's been since I've taken a surfing trip that didn't require me to compete?"
"Which is why we should do it. Just think how romantic those beach sunsets are. I've never really gotten the chance to share them with someone I care about."
"I would love to watch a beach sunset with you, Gia. Your arms around me?"
Gia smiled at her plate before raising her gaze to Elle's.
"I can't come up with anything better than how that would feel."
"You don't have to twist my arm. I'm in. I'll even let you drop in on my waves."
She winked and took a final bite of lemon cake and pointed at Gia with her fork. "That's a big testament to what I'm feeling for you." Gia sat back, appearing struck.
"That's the nicest thing you've ever said to me. And I could watch you eat cake for hours, if we're being honest. The way you take your time, pull the fork slowly from your mouth. It's really something. I think you should do it again."
Elle obliged, only slowing down the process further. They stared at each other as heat flickered between them. Elle set the fork down slowly.
"Want to get out of here?"
Gia nodded, her darkened eyes giving Elle serious heart palpitations. Gia gave the best looks, always clear in their meaning and unapologetic. The biggest turn-on, really. She felt that look all over. Their intertwined hands rested in Gia's lap on the car ride home as soft music played from the radio. The city had never looked more alive or more beautiful than it did as they traveled its winding roads. The hillside and all of its twinkling lights looked down on them. As they neared Elle's neighborhood, the anticipation of what was to come was nearly all-encompassing. Looking forward to finally capitalizing on all the things she'd imagined doing to Gia rivaled the fear she had of not being able to engage the way she hoped. It was a mixed bag. What if sex was an utter failure for her yet again? What if she was broken? As they crossed the threshold of her home, Gia gave Elle's arm a tug. She turned to face her, and Gia took both of her hands, intertwining their fingers.
"You're still sure?"
The simple question, and the intention behind it, was all Elle needed. The nerves, her fear, disappeared in that moment, replaced by the warmth and strength radiating through her from Gia's touch. Elle took Gia slowly by the hand and led her through the darkened living room, down the short hallway, and into her bedroom. She turned on her small bedside lamp, because these were moments she needed to see. In fact, she wanted to keep every detail for herself. Before Gia could even ask, Elle met her eyes and nodded, granting final permission. She unzipped the white dress and it fell from her shoulders and caught around her elbows, exposing her light pink bra. She'd worn the one that dipped steeply in front, because it made her feel sexy.
She didn't need it, though, she realized. Gia made her feel sexier than she ever had in her entire life.
Gia took over at that point. Moving slowly, she cradled Elle's face in her hands, her gaze moving from her eyes to her mouth, to her nearly exposed breasts. She didn't say a word, just kissed Elle with measured precision. But when she came up for air, her breathing was ragged, and that did things to Elle. She dropped her arms, allowing the dress to fall to the floor. She stepped out of her heels, which gave Gia the height advantage. With Gia's rapt attention, she unclasped her bra and watched as Gia took in her full breasts.
"Oh, my God,"
Gia breathed, crushing her mouth to Elle's. She wrapped her arms around Elle's waist and held her close. She kissed down the column of Elle's neck to her chest. Her hands moved up Elle's body, between them, to cup her breasts. She gasped as Gia increased pressure before dipping her head and lifting a nipple into her mouth. Elle threw her head back. She'd never experienced anything so physically powerful and felt the acute results between her legs.
"Wow,"
she whispered. Her own breaths came in fast little spurts. Elle's hands moved to Gia's shirt. She pulled it over Gia's head and quickly unfastened her pants. Gia obliged and slid out of them, and the skin on display to Elle now increased her desire exponentially.
That body. God help her.
Gia lowered her onto the bed and lay down alongside her. Elle reached for Gia, needing more of the delicious sensations, craving something she didn't have a name for. But that was wrong because she knew. She was on fire and throbbing and wanted Gia inside her desperately. Now. But Gia had other plans and seemed to be taking her time. She looked down the bed at Elle's body, partially illuminated by the dim light from the lamp, and ran a finger from the waistband of her thong up to her breast, which she circled slowly. She kissed Elle and slid on top of her, placing a thigh between Elle's legs. Elle closed her eyes at the jolt that sent right to her center and pushed her hips against Gia's thigh, once and then again. Gia, sensing her urgency, took the cue.
"It's okay,"
she whispered, and slid her hand down the front of Elle's underwear. Elle squirmed and whimpered at the intimate touch. At last, she closed her eyes and rolled her hips against Gia's hand, amazed at the ever-building pressure and how fast it had all happened. She was that turned on.
"Not yet,"
Gia told her, and returned to sucking her breast.
"Oh, God,"
Elle managed. Before she knew it, her thong was off her body, which was good. So very good. Gia slid down the bed. The first sensation was Gia's warm breath, which was almost Elle's undoing. That was, until she felt her tongue. So many sounds came from her now, sounds she'd never made before. With Gia's arms wrapped around Elle's legs, she held her in place and kissed her intimately, torturously so, before tracing patterns with her tongue. That did it. Elle raced toward orgasm, amazed by the power, the ferocity of the ever-growing tension. She'd never experienced anything like it, not even close. She twisted beneath Gia's touch, her mouth, desperate, searching for release, moaning quietly without even meaning to. She was not in control of her own body, an entirely new experience. Quite the opposite, in fact, and it thrilled her. When she finally came, she did so quietly, shaking, lost in pleasure, like an exploding star. The experience stunned her. Nothing she could have done would have prepared her for the mental or physical impact of that moment.
"Oh, my God,"
she whispered, as her hips thrust and Gia's tongue continued to dance across her delicately. When the pleasure ebbed, Gia held her legs and kissed the insides of her thighs as Elle's body recovered, as she struggled to make sense of the very new experience. She tried to find the words to explain how good it felt for Gia to touch her, to be inside her, but nothing she came up with seemed adequate.
"You're not saying anything,"
Gia said, after several extended moments passed. She joined Elle on the pillow, wrapping her arms around her protectively. Elle turned in them and kissed Gia's cheeks, her nose,
and sank into the warmth of her lips, kissing them extra thoroughly.
What am I to say about that unmatched experience?
That's a start.
She looked up, still searching for descriptors, though her mind was at 50%.
It was dismantling.
Dismantling, Gia repeated. Is that good?
Elle nodded, not quite finished.
And surprising. And torturous until it wasn't.
Okay, Gia smiled, picking up on the trend.
Then it was simply decadent.
As they talked, Gia continued to touch Elle, who loved every second of it. Her stomach, her breasts, her collarbone, and more intimately along the insides of her thighs.
It still is what you're doing to me. I'm still humming over here because you're pulling new urges.
That's a good report card, Gia said, and dipped her head to nibble on Elle's neck.
Which should be rewarded, I would say.
Gia studied her briefly before going back to the tingle-inducing nibbling, probably unsure what to make of that sentence. It was clear Gia hadn't come into tonight with any expectations, but Elle certainly had a few that had yet to be explored.
Which means it's time for you to stop that.
She gently pulled Gia's face back to hers and kissed her hard and fast. Pulling her lips from the dizzying kiss, she sat up and pulled Gia with her.
You might have to be patient with me.
Gia nodded, her eyes dark once again. Wordlessly, Elle unclasped the blue bra, freeing the breasts she'd been thinking about for weeks on end, anxious to get her hands on them at last. She looked up at Gia and smiled, her stomach dipping noticeably in appreciation of what she could only describe as simply beautiful breasts. Not large, but definitely not small. Perfectly round. She ran a finger from the top of each breast to the bottom before lifting one and taking the nipple into her mouth. The move pulled a groan from Gia, sending a bolt of arousal to Elle's center. She was lost again in a haze of lust, longing to do so many things at once, like a kid who had been long denied the candy store. She spent a lot of time on those breasts, bathing them, running her finger across each nipple, sucking one, then the other firmly. Maybe even too much time, but the quiet sounds Gia made told her the attention was not wasted. Somehow they ended up lying down, Elle's naked body on top of Gia's. Elle wasn't quite sure which of them had made that move, but she liked the feel of being on top, their breasts pushed together with delicious friction while her hips moved instinctively against Gia's. She gave her head a small shake, attempting to clear it from the rush of sensations it juggled. But maybe it was better this way. Unable to think, she was unable to second-guess her actions. She had zero experience in what she was about to do, and in her present condition, that didn't seem like a problem at all. She followed her instincts, her desire, and kissed a path down Gia's stomach, taking her time and savoring each response she pulled, memorizing it. She kissed the insides of Gia's thighs, licked them, heady with power and longing to take Gia to the places she'd just taken Elle. She slowly parted Gia's thighs and delicately touched her on the outside of her underwear with one finger at first, and then her entire palm. Gia hissed in a breath. Full of anticipation, Elle looped her thumbs through the black bikini briefs and pulled them down Gia's legs. She took a moment to just stare, now wet again herself. She leaned down and tasted Gia for the first time. Lightly with her tongue at first, and then more deliberately with her mouth, her lips. Just as Gia had done, she made small, gentle circles with her tongue. Gia moaned and bucked her hips, looking for more. Elle matched that rhythm with her tongue. She watched for signals, Gia's breathing, the increased movement of her hips, the intoxicating sounds she made. When she seemed close, Elle pushed her fingers inside, steadying herself from the overwhelming feeling of connection that hit all at once. Gia was no longer quiet, tossing her head on the pillow as Elle moved in and out, loving the sensation of Gia enveloping her.
She didn't want this to end, but to her surprise, Gia grabbed a fistful of the blanket beneath her and cried out, her hips going wild and then still. Elle exhaled in awe of the sight. Looking down at Gia's naked body, spent and glistening, was perhaps the most beautiful image she'd ever seen. She made a point to memorize it for all time.
"Are you sure it has to be over?"
Elle asked, kissing the insides of Gia's thighs, nibbling her way back to where she had been most effective just moments before.
"Not sure I can withstand much more of that," Gia said with a laugh, and gently pulled Elle up the bed toward her.
"That was so different from what I expected it to be,"
Elle said, still processing. Gia nodded, allowing her to do so.
"Can you tell me how?"
"So much more," Elle said, staring out the ceiling.
She flung her arm over her forehead and exhaled.
"All this time, this was here, and I had no idea."
She shook her head and looked over at Gia.
"I've just been doing it wrong."
"I don't know if wrong is the word," Gia said, turning onto her side and smoothing Elle's hair.
"I do."
"So, are you okay?"
Gia asked with a smile, though it already looked like she knew the answer to that question.
"I'm more than okay."
Elle sat up, not knowing what to do with herself. "I'm excited and inquisitive, and also a little mystified. Did I say relieved? Because I'm that as well. So many battling emotions, but they're all good and powerful. Did I mention powerful? God."
Gia laughed. "You're talking really fast."
"Am I? That would make sense."
Gia held out an arm.
"Here, why don't you lie back down and take a deep breath?"
Because Gia looked more than a little inviting, Elle returned to the pillow next to her and slid her hand onto Gia's chest.
"Yeah, this is better."
"Hi," Gia said quietly.
Elle smiled.
"Hi."
Maybe it was the proximity, or the few minutes it had been since they'd touched each other, but like a magnet, they came back together. She wasn't sure who'd made the first move, but that was all it took to ignite their passion all over again. Kissing, touching, and so much more. When they were happy and spent and barely able to move, they lay side by side facing each other, on the same pillow once again, in the very late, make that very early, hours. Neither one of them seemed to want to sleep. Elle, for one, needed to hang on to this night for as long as possible. It felt like her world had shifted dramatically, and she didn't want to miss a single minute.
"Why aren't people having sex all the time?" she finally asked.
Gia laughed quietly.
"I mean, I think they are."
"They should. And like that, exactly what we just did."
She shook her head.
"That was the longest sex I've ever had."
She ran her fingers across Gia's collarbone, still marveling at how soft her skin was, and that she had free rein to explore it.
Gia grinned. "Really? I mean, I think we can beat that. You were very much ready. It didn't take much."
"No, it certainly didn't," Elle said, remembering with a smile.
Gia's suggestion alone had Elle wondering about another go-round.
"I can't believe it's taken me this long to enjoy someone so much."
She met Gia's eyes, relieved, no, ecstatic, at how the evening had turned out. Sex with Gia had far surpassed her expectations, obliterated them, and had certainly put her fears to rest. She was not broken.
"You're beautiful," Elle said.
And tonight was mind-blowing. "And I think it's going to be hard to be a regular person out in the world when we could stay right here forever and just keep doing this. Forget everyone else." Gia pulled Elle in and kissed the top of her head.
"Then how will I conquer the surf world?"
Gia slid on top and rested on the backs of her forearms.
"Well, you don't have to worry about that, because I've already done it."
Gia's mouth fell open.
"Temporarily."
Elle shook her head and found those lips again, the ones she would never tire of.
You can be number one at kissing.
Gia considered this. I accept. And while we're on such a roll, we should maybe try our hand at sleeping. Don't you have an early trainer's shoot?
Elle sighed.
Yes, damn it. Why do I always get the early slots?
Because you wake up looking beautiful? She paused. She'd been complimented on her appearance before, but the words hit her in a whole new way, making her feel special. Maybe because Gia wasn't someone, like so many people she knew, who handed out compliments hand over fist. She was sincere and honest, and when she turned that attention on you, it felt like you were 100 feet tall.
You're sweet to say that.
It's true. They shared a kiss and eventually drifted off, tangled up in each other in the most perfect way.
Elle's heart felt as if it might burst, and she was pretty sure she fell asleep with a smile on her face. She was right earlier. The world would never look the same again, and that was beyond okay with her.
Chapter 14
I could eat these guys all day, Autumn said, as she reached for another handful of fries. They met up at the Apple Pan in West Los Angeles because they apparently had the best burger and fries, at least according to Autumn's most recent research. These outings were something she and Gia tried to do at least once a month, steal some time for just the two of them to catch up. No matter how awesome their group friendship had turned out to be, one-on-one time was important. Gia looked around the quaint diner outfitted with red and white decor, a faux brick wall outlining the pickup window from the kitchen.
Yeah, we're gonna need some of that pie once we're done, too.
You are the very best date for any pregnant woman. Has anyone ever told you that?
Gia paused with a fry midway to her mouth.
Can't say that they have.
Well, it's true. Your athlete's appetite is the perfect match for my cravings. We could go far together over the next few months, you hear me?
I do, and you're on.
They made the cheers gestures with their individual fries in a food pact neither would likely forget.
Next time, let's get these with cheese, Gia said, gesturing to the fries.
Oh my God, it's like you're some kind of wizard.
Gia laughed. Kate's not big on fun meals?
She indulges me in whatever I want. Makes midnight runs for sweet and sour shrimp, if that's what I'm after. But I'm eating her under the table, you know?
Yeah, well, there's three of you.
Autumn pointed at her.
Thank you for saying that. You deserve a medal.
Not necessary. How long until we meet them now?
12 weeks and 2 days. I'm not counting or anything.
In actuality, Autumn's stomach had grown considerably in just the past couple of weeks. She was tiptoeing her way into the third trimester, and it was clear this thing was actually happening, and soon.
How are you feeling?
I got some energy back, which is nice for the afternoon rush. My feet are killing me, though, and I worry about you guys constantly. I'm a hormonal worrying person now, a mother hen on steroids.
What's got you worried? We're fine.
Gia reflected on her night with Elle.
More than fine, actually.
She smothered the dreamy smile that threatened.
No, you're not. Had's all stressed out about the store pressures, but she doesn't want to burden anyone with the details. So she holds it all in, which is not at all healthy. Izzy's buried under a mountain of work now that she's producing as well as writing, and I'm worried she's not coming up for enough air. And you, what about me?
You're different lately.
Different how? I'm not.
Your head is in the clouds, maybe in a good way, I can't tell. But my protective side is on alert, just in case.
Gia nodded. That was fair. Her head was in the clouds. Part of her loved it. The other part was scared to death about who she was in the clouds with.
Elle, in every way, was amazing. But what were the ramifications of sleeping with your biggest competitor? And what kind of implications would that have for her career long-term? Right now, she didn't seem to care. Elle had her feeling things, a lot of new and wonderful things, and she wanted to enjoy that before examining those feelings under a microscope. Because, in all honesty, who knew what she would find?
We slept together.
There. It was out there now.
No taking it back. Autumn, to her credit, kept her cool. She was always dependable for a mature reaction.